რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4. 19 საათია თბილისის დროით. მოისმენთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, რომელსაც პრაღის სტუდიიდან კობალი კლიკაძე გაგაცნობთ. 34-ს მიაღწია ბრიუსელის ზამენტემის აეროპორტში მოწყობილი 2 და მეტროსადგურ მელბექში განხორციელებული 1 აფეთქების შედეგად დაღუპულთა რიცხვმა. როსტოვის ოლქის დონეცკის სასამართლომ 22 წლით თავისუფლების აღკვეთა მიუსაჯა უკრაინელ ფრინავ ქალ ნადეჟდა სავჩენკოს. საქართველოში ჟენევიდან მოხდა ექსტრადირება, უკეთესად ნიდერლანდებიდან მოხდა ექსტრადირება კუდის ყოფილი მაღალჩინოსნის გიორგი გებუაძის. უცხოეთის ამბებით დავიწყებთ გამოშვებას. ბრიუსელის ზავენტემის აეროპორტში მოწყობილი 2 და მეტროსადგურ მელბექში განხორციელებული 1 აფეთქების შედეგად დაღუპულთა რიცხვმა 34-ს მიაღწია. როგორც იუწყებიან უცხოეთის სააგენტოები, აფეთქებამდე გაისმასწრული სხმა და ვიღაცის ხმა მაღალი შეძახილები არაბულ ენაზე. ბელგიის შინაგან საქმეთა მინისტრის იან ბონის განკარგულებით ქვეყანაში გამოცხადდა ტერორის საფრთხის უმაღლესი საფეხური. პრემიერ-მინისტრმა შარლ მიშელმა თავდასხმებს სასტიკი და მხთალი უწოდა, ხოლო საფრანგეთის პრეზიდენტმა ფრანსუა ოლანდმა, ლიდერმა იმ ქვეყნისა, სადაც გასული წლის ნოემბერში მომხდარ ტერაქტების შედეგად 130 ადამიანი დაიღუპა, მომხდარს მთელი ევროპის წინააღმდეგ მიმართული ტერაქტი უწოდა.
Le terrorisme a frappé la Belgique.
ტერორიზმი თავს დაატყდა ბელგიას, მაგრამ ამ თავდასხმის სამიზნე იყო ევროპა და ამან ყველა შეგვძრა. ჩვენ უნდა გავაცნობიეროთ, თუ რამდენად დიდია და სერიოზული ტერორიზმის საფრთხე.
De l'ampleur et de la gravité de la menace terroriste.
განცხადა ფრანსუა ოლანდმა. დღევანდელ აფეთქებამდე რამდენიმე დღით ადრე ბრიუსელში დააკავეს პარიზში შარშან ნოემბერში მოწყობილი თავდასხმების ერთ-ერთი ორგანიზატორი სალაჰ აბდესალამი, თუმცა ჯერჯერობით ცნობილი არ არის, უკავშირდება თუ არა ეს აფეთქებები აბდესლამის დაპატიმრებას. როსტოვის ოლქის დონეცკის საქალაქო სასამართლომ 22 წლით თავისუფლების აღკვეთა მიუსაჯა უკრაინელ ფრინავ ქალს ნადეჟდა შავჩენკოს, რომელიც სასამართლო კოლეგიამ დამნაშავედ სცნო 2 რუსი ჟურნალისტის იგორ კორნელიუკისა და ანტონ ვოლოშინის მკვლელობაში. სასამართლო კოლეგიის თავმჯდომარემ ლეონიდ სტეპანენკომ, როგორც აღნიშნა, განსაცდელმა სიძულვილისა და მტრობის მოტივით წინასწარ განზრახვით ჩაიდინა 2 რუსი ჟურნალისტის მკვლელობა. განჩენის გამოცხადება სავჩენკო უკრაინის ეროვნული ჰიმნის შესრულებით შეხვდა. დღეს კიევში დაკრძალეს ცნობილი უკრაინელი ჟურნალისტის 16 წლის წინ მოკლული გიორგი ღონღაძის ნეშტი. ღონღაძე, რომელიც უკრაინის მაღალ ეშელონებში კორუფციის საქმეებს იძიებდა, 2000 წელს მოიტაცეს, ხოლო მოგვიანებით მისი თავმოკვეთილი გვამი კიევის მახლობლად დიპოვეს. ამ დანაშაულისათვის სხვადასხვა დროს ხანგრძლივი პატიმრობა მიესაჯა რამდენიმე პირს. შეერთებული შტატების პრეზიდენტი ბარაკ ობამა, რომელიც ისტორიული ვიზიტით სტუმრობს კუბას, დღეს შეხვდება კუბელ დისიდენტებს და მასპინძელი ქვეყნის ლიდერთან რაულ კასტროსთან ერთად დაესწრება ბეისბოლის მატჩს. საქართველოს პრემიერ-მინისტრი გიორგი კვირიკაშვილი ოფიციალური ვიზიტით ეწვია ბელორუსიას. პრემიერ-მინისტრის პრესამსახურის ცნობით, კვირიკაშვილი მინსკში შეხვდა მასპინძელი ქვეყნის პრეზიდენტს ალექსანდრ ლუკაშენკოს მხარეებმა, განიხილეს სომხი ურთიერთობის ფართო სპექტრი და იმშელეს ორმხრივ თანამშრომლობაზე ვაჭრობის, ტრანსპორტის, კავშირგაბმულობისა და საინფორმაციო ტექნოლოგიების სფეროში. დღეს საქართველოს ეწვია შეერთებული შტატების შეარაღებული ძალების, ევროპაში განთავსებული ძალების სარდალი გენერალი ფილიპ ბრიდლავი. შეერთებული შტატების საელჩოს ინფორმაციით 23 მარტს ამერიკელი გენერალი შეხვდება საქართველოს პრეზიდენტს გიორგი მარგველაშვილს, თავდასხმის თინა ხიდაშელსა და შეარაღებული ძალების გენერალური შტაბის უფროს ვახტანგ კაპანაძეს. ნიდერლანდის სამეფომ საქართველოს გადასცა სამხედრო პოლიციის დეპარტამენტისა და კუდის ყოფილი მაღალჩინოსანი ძებნელი გიორგი გებუაძე, მეტსახელად მასტერა. მისი ექსტრადიცია გამთენიისას განხორციელდა. პროკურატურის ინფორმაციით, ინტერპოლის წითელი ცირკულარით 2013 წლიდან ძებნელი გებუაძე ნიდერლანდში 2014 წელს დააკავეს და მისი ექსტრადიცია საქართველოს პროკურატურის მოთხოვნითა და ნიდერლანდის სამართალდამცველ ორგანოებთან აქტიური თანამშრომლობით განხორციელდა. მთავარი პროკურატურის განცხადებით გებუაძეს ბრალათედება 2006 წლის 12 იანვარს კონსტიტუციის უსაფრთხოების დეპარტამენტის უფროსთან, დათა ახალაიასთან, თამავე დეპარტამენტის სხვა მაღალჩინოსნებთან ერთად ნავთლუღის ავტოსადგურში სამი ახალგაზრდის წინასწარ დაგეგმილ მკვლელობაში მონაწილეობა და სამსახურებრივი უფლებამოსილების გადამეტება. თქვენ მოისმენთ რადიო თავისუფლების ახალი ამბების გამოშვება.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Welcome to our program for today. It's a Tuesday, and we are live from Studio 4 in downtown D.C. And in the house, Conrad Sewell, who is on the road for a brand new album. It's his debut EP, All I Know. We've got Conrad in front of us. He's going to perform, and we'll talk to him and find out more about the man and his music. Stay tuned to Border Crossings.
Till it's gone. Well, you're gone, and I wish I'd done it better. Mostly I miss having you close to me, the only one who really ever knows me. And I'm sorry, I promise I'll do better, better. There's a hole in the middle of my heart again. Can we start? We start again. There's a hole in the middle and it never mends, never mends. Can we start? I treated you right, lying to myself. I didn't know. If I'm honest, I could have done it better. You said we had it pretty much perfect, and then you told me that you loved me, but you're sorry. You needed something better, better. There's a hole. Start again. Can we start again? There's a hole in the middle and it never mends. Never mends. Can we start?
London, and I welcome you to Border Crossings today in our studios. Young, talented singer-songwriter on the road again. This time it's for his brand new album, which is called All I Know. We welcome to Washington and to Border Crossings, Conrad Sewell. It's great to have you here.
It's great to be here.
First of all, congratulations on the big award.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that was for that song. It was kind of it was a pretty special night. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect it, so it was cool.
Now, I was reading somewhere where you were going against your sister in a category.
I was, yeah. It was for Song of the Year, and Grace, my sister, was up for it with a song that she did called You Don't Know Me. So it was crazy that we were both nominated, but it was nice that I'm older than her. So I've been doing it for a lot longer than her so as well. So if she won an award before me, that would be kind of massively depressing. So luckily I won, and I could sort of, you know. I'm always going to have that over right now, you know?
So. Well, you know, obviously you have a talented musical family. Has music always been the thing for you?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I was from a young age, from like, you know, 7 or 8, I was always just singing around the house. And my grandparents, they were entertainers, and, you know, my mum grew up in a very musical house, so that sort of, you know, got passed on to us kids, and we were writing songs and stuff like that. And then my sister sort of followed in my footsteps, I guess. You know, there's a 9-year age difference, so it's, she sort of saw me growing up in the industry and trying to make it, and I guess she decided that was the path she wanted to take, and she's got an incredible voice too.
And you decided, have you ever collaborated, or did
we
you?
Have, yeah. I mean we've wrote songs our whole lives together, and we just did one that's you know, I think is really great, that I think I'm going to put on my album. But it's hard. We've both got specific tones, and we're both very competitive. So whenever we get in the studio, we tend to oversing each other. but yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people want us to do something together. We're playing our first gig together actually next week in LA, which is going to be cool, because we haven't, like, especially in the last year, you know, now that things have really started to kick off, shared the stage. So that's going to be nice.
And it's an exciting time for you too. I mean, with the award and the new album and being on tour as you have the last couple of years, I mean, a lot is going on in your life.
Yeah, there is. It's very exciting. And just sort of, you know, try and just keep working hard. You know what I mean? It's still early days, even though it feels like you've been doing it forever. So, right. And I guess you kind of have to remember that. But there's still, you know, there's millions of people I want to reach with my music. So I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to do that.
Mm-hmm. And you were born in London, raised in Australia, and now you have a home here in the U.S.
Yeah, I live in L.A. now. So, yeah, I guess you could say I've sort of been around.
You have been.
but I like L.A. I like living in L.A. I love that, you know, there's been a lot of opportunity that's, you know, been presented to me, you know, since living there, and that's cool. The weather's good. It's just like Australia. You know, there's the beach, there's pretty girls, there's great food. So I'm enjoying the Cali lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. And how did you, I mean, born in London, how did you end up growing up?
My dad's British, and he's got a big family over there, and my mum's Australian. So we kind of played tug of war at the beginning, because mum missed her family and dad would miss her. We just bounced back and forth from England to Australia. And then I think we just settled in Australia, you know, when I was about 10, because it was just, it's a quality of life in Australia that you don't get anywhere. So, you know, I consider myself very much Australian, because that's where I went to high school, that's where I grew up, and I have an Australian accent, I guess, so it makes me Australian. But it was cool, it was good, because I got to experience both parts of the world. They're very different, and even musically, you know, that helped me, because I would go back and I would see all the music that was happening in England and all the bands that were coming up that I would never get to hear in Australia. And I'd sort of take them back, and, you know, I got two different music industries as well.
And you start missing the cooking, I imagine. I mean, the food in LA is not the food in Australia.
So. That's very true, yeah. No, Australia has incredible food and incredible coffee as well. So, but luckily now I get to go back a bit. You know, we went back about 6 times last year, which was great, because, you know, we had a bit of success there, and it's nice, you know, but you can't beat the freshness of the food in Australia. The breakfasts in particular are crazy.
Been to Perth, been to
Sydney. Been to Perth, yeah. Perth's a great place. It's the other thing about Australia, it's like here, you know, you can go to a different city, and it's really different. You can feel it, the culture and the food and just the general vibe, so... I do miss Australia. It's a great place.
And I'm interested also in the fact that your influences in music are kind of old school. I mean, Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, you were listening to mom's music, I guess, from what I read, and then that's kind of what helped you to decide where you wanted to be.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Motown was sort of, even now, like whenever I hear a Motown bass line or anything that's remotely in that vein, I get, that's the thing that excites me, or that, you know, that tickles my musical ear. And then that sort of, you know, as you do with music, you sort of discover new things, and, you know, you discover the Beatles for the first time, and you look at the songwriting of that, and then, you know, just pop in general, I guess, you know, I've always had a love for pop music, so that's sort of, that comes into my songwriting as well. But yeah, soulful voices were always something that just I attached myself to, and I would mimic growing up, you know what I mean? I wanted to sound like Michael Jackson when I was little, and I wanted to... When my mum was in love with Simply Red, so I would sing, you know, Simply Red, which is probably a bit weird for a kid at that age to be singing Simply Red. But
what a voice Mick Hucknall has.
But incredible voice. So, I think, you know, just unique voices I was always drawn to. That's kind of...
And by 13, you said, I want to have a contract.
Yeah.
I want to do this.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know, I guess my mum, my mum's a very, she's a big dreamer. She sort of started a magazine out of a newspaper, out of a scrapbook, and went around and tried to get local businesses to advertise in a scrapbook. And I saw her turn that into, you know, a national magazine. And so, you know, to go for something, you know, to shoot for the stars was sort of, built into me, I guess. So yeah, I didn't want to sing in the choir or you know, go do something at school with my music. I asked my mum, how do we get a record deal?
Mm-hmm.
You know, at 12, which is, you know, is a pretty weird thing for a 12-year-old kid to ask for. But I'm glad that was in me, because that really made me, pack up my bags and move to Europe at 17, and, you know, with no money and knock on songwriters' doors and producers' doors and try and make it happen. Mm. Still taking forever to get there, but I kind of imagine if what would have happened if I would have started later. I guess it just wouldn't have happened.
Well, Conrad Sewell is here and on the road for the new EP, and you brought some musician friends with you. Can you introduce your gang?
Yes, I've got my boy Gabe on the keys, and Phil is playing the guitar, but he's also an incredible bass player. He's usually my bass player, so don't blame. And this is the beautiful Danny, who's an incredible voice, but she's going to sing back up for me today just to help me out, because it's early.
All right. If you guys wouldn't mind doing a song for us, that would be great.
We'd love to do a song. Why don't we kick off with Firestone, which is sort of the first thing I put out.
That's right.
Mr. Kigo, or Kygo, however you want to say it. We're live? We'll put that. You're the fire, I'm the dark in need of light. When we touch, you inspire. Feel the change in me tonight. So take me up, take me higher. There's a world not far from here. We can dance in desire. Our hearts alive, fire storm, when they strike, feel the love, sparks of fly, they ignite our bones, when they strike, we light up the world, till we light up the world. I'm from Mexico. Storm, when they strike, feel the light.
right. Sounding great. Conrad Sewell, live here on Border Crossings. 300 million streams for that song.
Yes.
That's pretty amazing.
Sorry.
I mean, that's right out of the box. There you go. 300 million streams. Kygo and you. And you've worked with Avicii and a number of other artists as well. You've been collaborating for a while.
Yes, I have. Sorry, I was trying to read something in the window. I have. Yes. I've been working with Kygo was great. You know, obviously, he was pretty mm-hmm. unknown when I worked with him. But it, that song kind of skyrocketed and put me onto the scene. The Avicii thing came about through Coca-Cola, which was kind of mm-hmm. crazy.
Right, you're doing a big Coca-Cola campaign now.
We did the song together, which is like the new song for their campaign. And it was great, you know. He's super talented. Mm-hmm. To fly to Sweden and hang out in Sweden for a couple of days. And yeah, it's been cool. I've worked with a couple of dance guys, but I really want to get into some more hip-hop stuff and feature, you know, get some of those features going on, because that's really, you know, I love hip-hop as well. Mm-hmm. And that's... one thing I haven't dabbled in yet.
You're quite versatile, considering, I mean, you started with a rock band, right?
Curse. Yeah. Yeah, I did. I started with a rock band. I mean, when I was like 17, the real, like, the indie rock mm-hmm. era hit, I guess, you know, with the Strokes and Kings of Leon and the Arctic Monkeys and the Kooks and bands like that.
And Sons of Midnight.
And Sons of Midnight. I mean, I was literally, I was pretty much singing with a British accent. My British accent came back for a minute there. So I could be British and be a rock star and that but it was fun, you know. I was with my four best mates mm-hmm. and, you know, we got a deal in Europe and, you know, we probably did more drinking than we did music making, but it was an experience, and it was kind of like, I guess, a test run mm-hmm. for this. You know, I did a bit of press and I played festivals and you know, mind you, I was drunk most of the time doing that, but it was. It was still a learning curve, and then now I'm playing with the big boys. I'm prepared, and I don't come into an interview drunk or you know, get on stage and not be warmed up. And I take it much more seriously. It's a lot less fun, but it's more serious.
Now, what and talking about the stage and being on big stages with the big boys, you've been with you know, Ed Sheeran and mm-hmm. Jess Glenn and some pretty big names recently, Maroon 5, and now you're on tour with Andra Day here in the U.S.
Yes, I've been really lucky to support some cool artists and you know, especially like Ed, people like that. They kind of like gave me a big leg up, you know, with getting fans straight away and stuff like that. They got such big fan bases. And it's cool just to watch the best of the best do it. It kind of inspires you and makes mm-hmm. me want to be better and you know, like I said, I'm very competitive, so I love kind of getting up there as the underdog, having an arena full of people not know who you are and you know, making them all turn their head and hopefully walk away being like, who was that guy who opened? That's sort of, you know, I mean, that's the goal as an opening act, I think. Mm-hmm. So it's cool. I've definitely done some great supports. I'm definitely looking forward to doing my own headline now, though. I feel like we're sort of at that point where, you know, we can start to sell out some venues, hopefully, and people will just be there to see me.
And that's the plan for this year?
Yeah. I mean, in Australia, we're already doing that. Like, you know, I'm playing my own shows there. But for America, which is my, you know, dream to be a big artist here, that's definitely the plan. So I think in the summer, we're probably going to do my first headline tour here. Mm-hmm. So hopefully everyone will come out to the shows and I'll feel special, like I'm the number one instead of being the support.
Now, you did have, you know, you did try out, I guess, for Australian Idol, I read somewhere, and that didn't turn out the way you'd hoped, but...
It was sort of, it's one of those things where it's like, it's a day in your life that's a permanent scar on your career.
Because guys like me keep bringing it up.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
it was like the show had just started, mm-hmm. and... you know, Kelly Clarkson had been like one of the only winners and she'd had an incredible year. And that, so for any singer not knowing how to get into the industry and you see a TV show like this, and it was a great TV show, the first seasons, I think, you know, it was like, wow, this is an incredible opportunity and I could do that. Everyone's always told me I'm a great singer. And as you can see, millions of people audition around the world because it seems like a way to get there. But I definitely wasn't ready for it, and I definitely wasn't, thankfully, didn't get through, mm-hmm. because, you know, I knew, like, one song probably all the way through, and it's actually, I think those shows are really, like, draining, and mm-hmm. you know, you've got to learn a new song every night, and my memory's terrible, I could never do that, So I think it didn't work out for me for the best, but I think everyone goes on their own path, and that was just something that I did. But like I said at the beginning, when you do something on national TV, it tends to stick to your Google page, unfortunately.
That's right.
So thanks, Google.
But I bet you they regret their decision not to have you on the show now. Look at you now.
Well, yeah, I mean, especially back home, like getting up and winning the ARIA for Song of the Year, and I'm lucky people don't really remember that I was on the show or anything like that, mm-hmm. I literally didn't even get through the first stage.
Right.
So I don't think I made enough of an impact. Like, luckily I didn't get to like voting stages where mm-hmm. people were spending money on voting for me and stuff. But yeah, I think anyone who does remember is like, oh, wow, he actually stuck to it because it's a long time ago.
That's right. That's great. And now you're here in the U.S. and you're making a splash on the U.S. charts. We were playing, your first single off the EP for a while. And so, now I just saw the video for the new single and I loved it.
Thank you.
It's got a pretty serious message in the song.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's a song about, memories and love and loss. And it was, originally written about a girl and them not being in my life anymore. But it sort of took on a new meaning, I think, just people in general that aren't in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So when we shot the video, we wanted to just do something a little different, put a little spin on it and have it about, not to get too depressing, but have it about losing someone,
right.
Which I think is a global thing that every kid and every person can relate to, is that would just be a horrible thing to have to deal with. And a lot of people do deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think when you lose anyone in life, I think you should always try and, think about the great times that you spent with those people, mm-hmm. and the things that made you love them and miss them. So it's been cool. I'm glad it was. I was very involved in the process and like writing the script with it and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to have a little, get my Marty Scorsese on for a second. And
now you're doing that next. I don't want to change your order of songs.
Well, I have been told I do look like Mark Wahlberg from time to time, only in the rock star, which I love. I'm a big Mark Wahlberg fan. But no, I'm actually a pretty terrible actor. But I mean, I'd love to try.
Mm-hmm.
But I have been
here
told
live.
I'm pretty crap.
Are you doing the song on the show?
Oh yeah, I'm going to do the song. Okay, I thought you were talking about my acting career.
No, no, I know you're handsome and you're going to be a successful actor. That
yeah,
I can see already.
Threat. I can dance. As
That's
well.
It. You can dance too.
Not really, but I'm sure I can learn. I'm pretty good at learning.
You've got it all going on. All right, well, I don't know if this is the right time for the new song. Or...
Yeah, why not?
All right, okay, because I loved the video, even though it carried a sad message. I mean,
yeah,
it's kind of got a lot of subtlety.
It does have to, you want them to still feel like, you want people to be mm-hmm. too depressed when they watch
right.
it, then they won't want to watch it again.
Right.
So there's a glimmer of hope and a nice feeling that should, mm-hmm. even though.
And you shot your parts in a church, I guess.
I did, yeah. You know what, I'm an Irish Catholic boy, but for some reason... the church or something godly always creeps its way into my music or thingy. We happen to shoot in the church.
Well, what a pleasure to have Conrad Sewell here on the show, and I guess this is a perfect opportunity for the new single. Remind me if
yeah, let's do it.
All right,
let's
great.
Do remind me. Could turn that up anyway because it wasn't feedbacking.
FM az 7.4.
Radyo Tavisukleba. FM 107.4.
Ovul ve 30 saat sada 34 turda Tavuzup Nahevar Saatiyen Azerbaycanlı programımız.
Size her gün Tbilisi vaktiyle saat 20.30'dan 21'e kadar Azatlık Radyosu'nun verişlerini dinlemeye teklif ederiz.
Bizi 107.4 FM'de dinleyin.
Kvisminyet Kofelte. FM az 7.4. Radyo Tavisukleba.
Me, I think about us, and you will always find me. My heart is mine.
song.
Thank you.
That's a hit right there.
I hope so.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Remind Me is the name of the new single off of the EP All I Know. So the EP usually precedes an album. What's the plan for 2016 for Conrad Sewell?
Well, the minute I get a chance to scratch myself, I will finish my album. it's been a blessing and a curse because I've been promoting stuff and we've had to fly to England, to Australia and kind of follow the roller coaster. Mm-hmm. Which has been great, but it's also left me a limited amount of time to finish the album, which I started.
Right.
Which I started when I wrote Firestone, do you know what I mean? So it's been a while coming, but I have locked away, you know, next month I'm going to be finishing it. Mm-hmm. And I'm just trying to get it done as soon as possible because I can't wait to have more music out there. I know the fans are desperate for some new music, and then I can do my own headline tours and then stop being the support act.
That's right. That's coming. That's part of the plan.
As soon as possible. I'm just, you know, but I also want it to be right. You know, I could mm-hmm. definitely put an album out tomorrow, but I feel like there's, you know, there's a couple of songs that I still am searching for and, mm-hmm. It's your first album. It's going to be great. You know?
Right. So when you put out an EP and as a songwriter, I'm sure you've written hundreds of songs. Mm. How do you pick the ones that you want to put on your very first EP?
Well, obviously, you've got a team of people that have opinions, which, you know, count for something. But I think I usually have a pretty good idea when I write something that I think is great. And like you said, you know, when you've written hundreds of songs, you get a certain feeling when you write one that's special. And for the EP, I just picked the six that I thought were the best mm-hmm. written songs, you know, lyrically and melodically, and had a vibe that felt like it fit. Like, I think it was a good body of work of where I was at when I put it out. You know, it had the little bits of pop and the MJ stuff I love, but then it had the big gospel ballads that I clearly is sort of my thing. It was a great little piece to put out, but the album is going to be, I think, more of a solid sound, I guess. That's what I'm trying to create so that people can fall in love with that mm-hmm. as well as my voice.
And you'll add a little hip hop? I mean, that's what
yeah, I mean, I'm going to have some features. I did a song mm-hmm. with Birdie, who's this girl from England who's incredible, and we wrote a great song together, and I worked with one of my idols, Craig David, and so there's a few features mm-hmm. that I'm going to put on there and, you know, hopefully a big hip hop one if my crew can get it together.
What do you think for titles?
For the album?
Yeah, for your first album.
Mm.
Have you thought of any?
I mean, I want it to be something about, I guess that's kind of obvious, about this journey that I've been on, but also about how I'm sort of coming into myself at, you know. Mm-hmm. I love the title Young Youth and Manhood, but it's a Kings of Leon title, so I can't say that. But something like that I think is really cool because it's just sort of like, you know, you grow up in trying to make this thing, and you have to learn, you know, a lot of things about yourself while you're doing it. So,
and when you were putting the album together, the first EP, you're writing all these songs, you're creating this vision, a sound that you've had for a number of years. Mm-hmm. And then they bring in a heavyweight producer.
Yeah.
Did you have any concerns about that? Did you think, this is going to change what I want to do and my sound?
Not really. I mean, it's heavyweight producers. It's a funny term because I've worked with a lot of heavyweight producers, and I don't know why they're heavyweights. because it's really not about that. Like, you can have hits with any producer,
sure.
it's about finding a chemistry. You know, I could have chemistry with you, and we could make a hit record. You know, it's
let's do it now.
and it's funny though. You know, I think that's one thing I've learned in this process is that just because people have had hits before, just because someone's produced for, you know, everyone under the sun and the thing, it doesn't mean that you're going to walk in the room and they're going to be the guy for you. And that's one thing I've had to learn the hard way by working with a lot of, you know, that sounds like I'm hard done by, but I've worked with a lot of great people and I haven't got the magic. And then I've worked with people that are, you know, relatively unknown and there's been something there.
Right.
So, and I'm still searching for those people. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I've found my Quincy Jones yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're really lucky when you, if you do find that early on, because that is half the battle. You know, having a good voice and everything like that is just one element of what you need to make it in this industry. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I hope the sound comes and I hope it's something that everyone loves.
But I do love the new EP. The sound is definitely there, and you have a great sound, and I'm sure the fans around the world are going to fall in love with you if they haven't already fallen in love with you.
Thanks, man. I'm sure a couple people have, but
a couple people.
We've got plenty more.
That's right. There's room for more at the table, right? And, exactly. You know, also the song, let's go back to that song, the Coca-Cola song that you worked on with Avicii.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned you recorded it in Sweden or worked on it in Sweden. Is that for the Rio Olympics, right?
It's for the Olympics.
Are you
for their campaign. I am going to be the Olympics. I'm actually running the torch for part of the relay, which is pretty cool.
For Australia?
A bucket list. No, for just because I wrote the song, I get to.
Oh, great.
Yeah, because we did the song together. So it's I don't know if Avicii's doing it, but I'm definitely.
You're going to be.
I'm not missing out on that opportunity.
Don't share it with him. Just hold it.
He's had enough success.
He's had enough torches.
But yeah, so that's going to be cool. You know, it's a great opportunity. You know, because I get to do. I'm doing the NCAA, the basketball tournament next week, which I hear is a crazy.
You're singing. You're not playing.
I'm singing.
That's
I'm not playing. Although I probably could, you know, take down a few of those boys on the basketball court. Yeah, so there's all these cool like gigs that I'm getting to do with the song, and it's their campaign song for like the next, you know, potentially 5 to 8 years. So who knows what that will.
To partner with Coca-Cola, that's huge.
So. It's not bad. I mean, Michael Jackson had Pepsi. I've got Coca-Cola.
That's right. Watch the hair.
Yeah.
Don't let that get up. Conrad Sewell in our studio and live here on Border Crossings. One more song before we go.
Yeah, why not?
And I know you're busy and on the road touring, so.
I'm very much enjoyed our chat.
Thank you.
Very good at your job. This song is one of my favorites off the EP. It's called Shadow, and I'm going to break it down for you acoustically right now.
I'd love to be your shadow. I love to be your shadow.
with you all the time. No, no, I love to be your shadow. I love to be your shadow. Don't need to be afraid. I'll let you know, girl, I'm here to stay. So I'll be there every step you take. I love to be your shadow. Get be your shadow. Be your shadow. Be your shadow.
Great, great. Thanks. Obviously, Shazam and Pandora know what they're talking about. Conrad Sewell, an artist to watch this year, and I'm sure well into the future. People want to follow you on the road or follow you on social media. How do they get a hold of you?
Conrad Official is my everything. I'm the official one.
You're the official Conrad.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. I had fun.
It's a pleasure to meet you. All I Know is the name of the EP. Conrad Sewell is on tour. Check him out when he comes to perform in your neighborhood. I'm Larry London, and this is Border Crossings.
Larry London on VOA1's Border Crossings.
Cause baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be mad love. So take a look what you've done. Cause baby, now we got bad blood.
Hey, I can't take it back. Look where I'm at. We was OD like DOC, remember that. My DOC was quite OD, ID my facts. Now POV of you and me, similar Iraq. I don't hate you, but I hate to critique, overrate you. These beats of a dark cart use bass lines to replace you. Take time and erase you. Love don't hear no more, no, I don't fear no more. But I get respect and quite sincere no more.
Oh, it's so sad to think about the good times. You
you tried to write me off. Remember when you thought I'd take a loss? Don't you remember you thought that I would need you? Follow procedure. Remember, oh wait, you got amnesia. It was my season for battle wounds, battle scars, body bump, bruise, stabbed in the back, brimstone fire jumping through. Still all my life I got money and power, and you gotta live with the bad blood now.
Just for show, if you live like that, you live with ghosts.
You forget, but you never let it go.
Band-aids don't fix bullet holes. You say sorry just for show. If you live like that, you live with ghosts. If you love like that.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA1.
If I could, I'd like to be a great
Crossings. Tay, an Ethiopia stylistic stone in love with you. And I have to admit this, when I was younger, and that song in the 70s was very popular, I had the actual vinyl. I would play it on my stereo in my bedroom with the door shut and pretend I was the lead singer of the Stylistics. I remember singing that song and all the great 70s R&B songs. And I love that song. Thank you, Tay, for bringing back a few of my memories for me. Appreciate it. Appreciate Ethiopia tuning in. Also, Monica in Kuwait, thank you for listening to Border Crossings, and I hope you enjoyed your request for Taylor Swift, Bad Blood. I'm Larry London. Again, thank you to Conrad Sewell for coming on the show. What a nice guy. A pleasure to have in the studio, sounding great, too, for his new EP, All I Know, on tour as well with Andra Day. And he said he'd come back when he finishes the full album, so I'll hold him to that. I want to say hi to Seth Torby, Rhea Lorvin, Germania, Duck Wynn is listening to Border Crossings and checked in on our Facebook page, Ludmilla, Solomon, all have said hi as well today at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Jaro Alinene made this next request on facebook.com/VOA Larry London. This is a song from Jay-Z. It's called Change Clothes, and it's dedicated to Padika Padika from Jaro Alinene, listening to Border Crossings.
Your dude is back, Maybach roof is back, tell the whole world the truth is back. You ain't gotta argue about who can rap, cause the proof is back. Just go through my raps, New York, New York. Yeah, where my troopers at, where my hustlers, where my boosters at. I don't care what you do for stacks, I know the world glued your back to the wall, you gotta brawl through that. I've been through that, been shot at, shoot back. Gotta keep a peace like a boot ass. I ain't a new jack, nobody gon' Wesley snipe me. It's less than likely, move back. Let I breathe, shed I night. The more space I get, the better I write. Oh, never I write, but if ever I write, I need the space to say whatever I like. Now just
change clothes.
You know I stay fresh to death, avoided from the projects, and I'ma take you to the top of the globe. Let's go.
Just exchange clothes.
Yeah.
And girl, I promise you, no substitute.
It's just me. And I ain't gonna tell you again. Let's get ghosts in the phantom. You can bring your friend, we can make this a tandem. Or you can come by yourself and you can stand them. Best believe I sweat out weaves. Give afro puffs like R-A-G-E. How you get a buka, move it. Back it on up like a U-Haul truck. Then run and tell them ducks you heard Hobie Nook. He ain't a boy for real, make beautiful music. He is to the East Coast with Snoop is, to the West Coast with faces to Houston. Young Hov in the house is so necessary. No bra with that blouse is so necessary. No panties and jeans, that's so necessary. And why you front on me? Is that necessary?
Do I?
To you look like a lame who don't understand a bra with a mean shoe game. What's up on dot 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 and Vera Wang? My, are you insane?
That's just
what you want me to do.
Change clothes.
You know I stay fresh to death, avoided from the projects, and I'ma take you to the top of the globe. Let's go.
Let's exchange clothes.
Yeah.
And girl, I promise you, no substitute.
It's just me.
Sexy, sexy.
Woo.
Woo. Sexy, sexy.
So necessary, man.
Woo. Sexy, sexy.
That's right. It's a groove. No bra with that blouse, that's so necessary. No panties and jeans, that's so necessary. Why you frontin' on me? Let's go to my hotel. This don't go well with those S-dots. Gotta stay fresh, ma. Ma, I don't shout with a respite. Oh no, ma, please respect my jiggy. This is probably purple label. Or that BBC, no, it's probably tailored. And y'all niggas acting way too tough. Throw on a suit, get it, tape it up. And let's just
change clothes.
No, I stay fresh to death, avoided from the projects, and I'ma take you to the top of the globe. Let's go.
Let's exchange clothes.
Yeah.
And girl, I promise you, no substitute.
It's just me.
Sexy, sexy.
Woo! Sing along. Yeah.
Sexy, sexy.
Turn your radio off.
Woo! Sexy, sexy.
Put your hands in there if you're in the club. Snap your fingers now.
Your boy is back.
grass is back. Ground is back.
Border Crossing's Jay-Z, also known as Sean Carter, and that is a request for Change Clothes. And Mrs. Carter, Beyonce, recently had a little Easter party for her daughter, Blue Ivy. They had a little party and posted some photos. Kelly Rowland was there. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings. I want to say hello to Alemo, who checked in with a request, and I thank you, Alemo, for listening and for going to our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London in Ethiopia. Also, Jordan Blecking is listening. So, Jordan, we're happy to have you and the rest of the Peace Corps volunteers joining our show, and thank you very much. Germani is listening. I got a message from Cherry Ann, who said she listens and loves the show, and she's from the Philippines. So thank you, Cherry. And Joseph in Ghana, and Krista, also in Kuwait, tuned into Border Crossings today. And we've got a request from Ogwo Ojum, coming up from Nigeria, and he wants Queen Latifah, Fly Girl. This is Border Crossings on the Voice of America.
Well, it's almost nightfall, and there's no forecast of rainfall, and I'm in the mood for a party, so I'ma go out to a club and give the dance floor body. So I jump in the car and I go to the venue, walk in the door, now I'm on the menu. Guys in the house, they're watching me, they're clocking me, there's no stopping me.
Desire,
I know you want me.
You're fine.
Thank you. But I'm not the type of girl that you think I am. I don't jump into the arms of every man.
But I'm paid.
I don't need your money.
I love you.
You must be mad. Easy love or something that I ain't. Besides, I don't know you from a can of paint. Tell me, why is it when I walk past the guys, I always hear, yo, baby? I mean, like, what's the big idea? I'm a queen, enough respect. Treat me like a lady and know my name ain't yo, and I ain't got your baby. I'm looking for a guy who's sincere, one with class and savoir faire. I'm looking for someone who has to be perfect for the Queen Latifah, me.
My girl.
Are in relationships, some of them good ones and some of them bad ones. Some of the bad ones took a turn for the better, and some of the good ones ended up sad ones. You see, loving, it ain't hard to get. I want a friend, not just a lover, someone who's dedicated only to me, not to me and two or three others. One who will not lie to me or think that he can get my love by buying me. I know I'll find him someday, and when I find him, he sure won't say.
Desire,
I know you want me.
You're fine.
Thank you. But I'm not the type of girl that you think I am. I don't jump into the arms of every man.
But I'm paid.
I don't need your money.
I love you.
You must be mad. Easy love for something that I ain't. Besides, I don't know you from a can of paint.
My girl.
Sitting in the house and I'm cooling. First day of the week, so there's nothing to do when I'm in the mood for a real soft kiss. Mama never said there'd be days like this. So I called her and we talked for a while. Hung up the phone feeling better with a smile. It's cool cause 91 is my year, and this time I know I'm gonna hear.
My girl.
You want me?
You're fine.
Thank you. But I'm not the type of girl that you think I am. I don't jump into the arms of every man.
But I'm paid.
I don't need your money.
I love you.
You must be mad. Easy love for something that I ain't. Besides, I don't know you from a can of paint.
My girl.
Border Crossings, and Ogwa Ojim, Nigeria requested that song from Queen Latifah, whose real name is Dana Owens. In January, she got a Screen Actors Guild Award for playing Bessie Smith on HBO in the show Bessie. And she's currently on the big screen opposite Jennifer Garner in a brand new film called Miracle from Heaven. And that is Ogwa's request, Fly Girl, on Border Crossings. So thank you so much for joining our show today. We are happy you were able to make it. And check out Conrad Sewell. Thanks to the gang for putting the program together. Thanks to Rob, our engineer, and to Felicia, our director, and Vince, our...
Radio Tavisupleba, FM 107.4.
Radio Tavisupleba, FM 107.4.
ყოველ დღე 22 საათსა და 5 წუთზე გთავაზობთ 9:00-იან სომხურ პროგრამას.
ამენორ თბილისი ჟამანაკოვ 22:05-ից მინჩევ 22:30-ը ძეზ ենք առաջարկում Ազատություն ռադիոկայանի հայկական ծառայության պատրաստած հաղորդումը.
Լսեք մեզ 107.4 հաճախականությամբ.
Գույս մինետ ყოველ დღე FM 107.4 Radio Tavisupleba.